Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. In the past year, many of our core beliefs about science and health have been publicly challenged. We've been told to disregard pollution and that vaccines are unneeded.
Dave and I worry this is creating doubts about the value of American research programs. But a recent nonpartisan survey by Research America shows people do care.
The annual survey questioned over 1,000 people and accounted for differences in demographics and political beliefs to get an accurate read of our national attitude.
Just over half did not think their children would be better off than them, a drop of 10% from last year. Top reasons were inflation, social media influence, and the economy.
Also in the top 15 concerns were a perception of worsening health and declining U.S. leadership in science and technology. Only 54% believe we lead the world in science and technology.
They're worried about canceled budgets for health programs and that the U.S. isn't ready for another pandemic in their lifetime.
Almost 70% want the government to invest more in these areas and in basic science, since these discoveries can lead to huge advances.
More than half believe science and technology research create jobs. Over 80% believe childhood vaccines save lives and prevent disease outbreaks.
And more than two-thirds are willing to pay a dollar more a week in taxes if it were spent on medical research. But we worry whether our elected officials will listen.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more on our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.